Welcome back to the Deep Dive. We're tackling a pretty big headache today. How do you actually get away from those giant monolithic commerce platforms? You know, without breaking everything, we're diving into composable commerce, aiming to give you the essential strategy for a safe and fast digital transformation in e-commerce.
Yeah, absolutely. And maybe let's just start with a clear definition. Composable commerce, it's really this modern way of thinking where core functions think storefront, checkout, CMS, they're broken down, they become specialized modular components all connected up through APIs. And it's built on those four MACH principles: microservices, API first, cloud native, and headless.
Okay, MACH. Lots of acronyms there. But strategically, what's the shift? What does it really mean for a business?
It means we stop building these massive single-purpose things, like building one giant custom house for everything. Instead, we're using specialized building blocks. Those are the microservices. And the key is they can be swapped out or upgraded almost instantly, you know, without messing up the whole structure.
Right.
I like that. Building blocks, not the giant house. Okay, so why are businesses moving now? What are the, let's say, the big warning signs that you've really outgrown that monolith?
Well, the main problem is just total entanglement. These older platforms, they tie everything together, content, business logic, the UI. If you're still doing those release trains where you bundle totally unrelated changes together and ship maybe every 4 weeks, that's a huge warning sign. You're carrying way too much risk.
Right.
And every customization you make just adds to this pile of, well, upgrade debt. It actually blocks essential vendor updates down the line. So you end up choosing stability over agility. And eventually that debt can really break things.
That rigidity definitely sounds like it kills speed. But hang on, if you separate everything into microservices, doesn't that make things like vendor management and just monitoring everything way more complex? Are we just trading headaches?
That's a fair question. It's a definite challenge. But the payoff, well, it's usually worth that shift in governance. Headless architecture is really the key benefit here. It completely separates the customer experience layer, the front end, from all those back end services. And that means you can have truly independent release cycles. Front end moves fast, back end moves at its own pace.
Okay, independent releases. And that translates to performance gains. Is there solid data on that? How much does speed actually matter here?
Oh, absolutely. Performance is a huge lever for conversion. We've seen multiple studies showing even tiny page speed improvements, like just 0.1 seconds faster, can increase conversion significantly. Think upwards of 8% in retail, maybe even 10% in travel. That's real money. Composable allows brands like, say, Nike with their global experiences or IKEA using 3D tools to hit that speed and maintain stability.
Right. Those are big names really leveraging this. So if a business is starting this journey, how do they make sure it actually delivers value?
Okay. So the key thing here is you must treat this as a program, not just a one-off project, and anchor it with measurable KPIs right from the start. We're talking critical stuff, conversion rate, obviously, but also deployment frequency. How often can you safely ship changes? And LCP, largest contentful paint, which is all about how fast the main content loads for the user.
Okay. Measurable KPIs.
Yeah.
And you mentioned safety. Let's talk migration. We definitely want to avoid the high risk big bang where you switch everything at once, right? We need that phased approach, the strangler fig.
Exactly. The strangler fig is absolutely the way to go for minimizing risk. The beauty of it is it uses proxy routes. So you gradually replace the old monolith's endpoints function by function, not all at once. The risk is exceptionally low this way. And critically, it protects your existing SEO equity because you're controlling the traffic routing right at the edge.
Okay, that brings up a really important point, the non-code risks. What actually happens to your search ranking or your analytics data when you start carving pieces off the old system?
Yeah, that's non-negotiable. SEO and analytics parity is absolutely critical for success. You have to maintain your URL structures or have really exhaustive 301 redirect maps, keep those canonical tags correct, but maybe the most vital business requirement, replicate your event names and IDs exactly. If you don't, your performance dashboards, all your tracking, it just goes dark the day after a launch. You simply can't measure value if the data stream breaks.
Got it. So data continuity is key.
Yeah.
And beyond the tech and the SEO, what about the business side? the cost model must change quite a bit here too.
Oh, definitely. This whole transition fundamentally shifts your cost model. You move away from those large, often restrictive CapEx investments, the big upfront capital expenditures. Instead, you move towards OpEx, operating expenditure. That's because you're relying on these elastic usage-based cloud services. It gives you, well, tremendous financial flexibility.
Right, pay as you go, essentially.
Right.
So let's connect this to the bigger picture then.
Well, composable commerce is, yes, it's a technology stack. But the real investment, the thing people sometimes miss, has to be in organizational change management, this new architecture. It demands new team muscle memory. That means shifting maybe from big central QA teams to smaller embedded feature teams focused on DevOps principles. It means rigorous API governance. And importantly, training for your content authors, they now need to manage content across potentially many decoupled channels.
Okay, so pulling it all together for you listening, composable commerce, it really isn't just a platform upgrade, is it? It's more like a strategy for becoming a more agile business overall.
Exactly.
The goal isn't just speed for speed's sake. It's about achieving that predictable, repeatable delivery that actually moves your KPIs, your business goals, without constantly risking the stability of the whole operation. So maybe the final thought to leave you with is, how prepared is your own organization's muscle memory for that kind of predictable, stable agility?